You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Drinkies, it's Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Rightio, I'm not going to lie to you all. Cocktail Corner's looking a little different today. We're joined by Todd from Four Shells Carver Lounge. Hey.
Malo lele.
How is it going?
Yeah, it's going well. It's good to be here after fighting the traffic, but
I know.
Now we're about to have cava, so it's all right.
All is well in the world again. This is so exciting. So whereabouts are you, like, based?
We're in Victoria Park Markets, mm-hmm. So close to the city, but just on the fringes of the central city, I guess. But, yeah, just down there tucked away.
Nice.
We open from 4 p.m. and every day.
Cool. So it's like a place that people can go.
Yeah. People can just come and drink kava. That's all we do. I know this is Cocktail Corner, but kava is not alcohol. That's one of the many misconceptions that surrounds kava. But yeah, it's all based on kava, and just a community is there, and anybody's welcome.
Cool. All right. Do you want to start by, like, telling the listeners? You know, I'm sure most of them are fairly aware, but, like, what is kava? Like, what does it do?
Yep, I answer this question pretty much every day. So kava is a traditional drink made from the root of the Piper methysticum plant. It is found across Polynesia. Today it's consumed mostly in Tonga. Happy Tongan Language Week, by the way. Tonga, Vanuatu, Hawaii, Fiji, Samoa, and a few other places as well. But one of the strongholds is Tonga. And I'm not Tongan, but that's how I got into it. I married a Tongan, and I wanted to learn to speak Tongan, so they said, you got to drink kava, and that's how I ended up.
That's a language learning tip I haven't heard before.
It helps a lot.
Does it? So is it, like, exciting to be bringing kava into kind of more of a mainstream culture?
Yeah, it is. I mean, even before we opened Four Shells 5 years ago, I'd been taking kava anywhere I would go. I would take kava with me, you know, just declare it at customs, go to, like, I took kava to Madagascar, like, just Mauritius, random places. But I was used to introducing kava to people that didn't know what it was or thought they knew what it was, maybe, but they were wrong. And that's unfortunately the case with a lot of New Zealanders. They think either kava is alcohol or it's some kind of a hallucinogen, or it's just muddy water that doesn't do anything, which isn't true either.
Well, that's a terrible misconception, this last one.
Yeah, and it's, if any of the regulars down at Four Shells are listening to this, they know what I'm going to say. I always compare kava to coffee rather than alcohol or some other drugs or something. It's
right.
Just like the opposite of coffee. But it's part of, you can have some every day and it helps you, it serves a function. You unwind rather than get amped up to do work.
Totally.
That's how you take the edge off.
Totally. And is it, like, beneficial to health?
Well, I'm always careful with that because I don't want to sell it as it's some kind of cure. It's not a cure for anything. But the biggest, I guess, benefit to kava is the community, the people you meet around it, and the conversations. In Tongan, they say talanoa. And talanoa is like an open-ended conversation that, it just goes until the kava's finished and everybody's relaxed. And
oh, that's beautiful. Should we get involved in one as we speak?
Yeah, but we have to start drinking the kava for the talanoa to start.
All right, let's get it started.
Yeah, I'll just pour some into the...
You've got, like, a small vat
of
kava.
This is 2 liters. It looks like a lot, but it's not really. It goes quite fast. But this is one of the things with kava, when we talk about it. It's not just a drink. If people try to isolate just the drink from the rest of it, you know, this is just half. The other half is the community and the conversations, the relationships that are formed over kava. And that's how I ended up being so passionate about it, really.
Wow.
And it's a fascinating plant from a botanical standpoint, too.
Totally. I was having a look online earlier, and it has its own special little active ingredient that makes it, you know, do what it does.
Yep. So the active ingredient is called kava lactones. Mm. Now, this is like a number of different compounds that make up kava lactones. But you can dig right into the science behind it if you like. But what it does is it's an anti-anxiolytic, so it kind of takes away anxiety. Mm-hmm. And and a mild soporific, so it'll help you sleep when you go to sleep. It doesn't, good kava shouldn't make you fall asleep though.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So drive still on till 7 p.m.,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah. Actually, there's an interesting connection with this kava that we're drinking here. It's from a company, a distributor in New Zealand called Kava Society.
Uh-huh.
My wife and I are involved with them too. Kava Society actually started at University of Auckland. I forget what year that was. Maybe 8 or 9 years ago.
Cool.
And it was a group of people that they just got together and drank kava and talked about their studies. Mm-hmm. And then my friend and business partner, he started importing his own kava just to get good kava. Because not all kava is the same. It's just like any other product. Just like there's low-grade coffee, there's also low-grade kava.
I've heard this, so, and I wondered if it was a rumor, but it's not.
Yeah.
There's good kava and not as good kava.
Yep. So this one, this kava, kava's regulated as food in New Zealand. So a lot of people are surprised to hear that because they think it falls under some, I don't know, drug legislation. It does have specific rules around it. You can only mix it with water the traditional way, which is fine. Kava tastes bitter, but I always mm-hmm. use the analogy, kava should taste bitter just like a tattoo should hurt. So people still get tattoos, right?
That's so true.
But this is made just of the roots and the stump. No stems or leaves added, and it's very clean and processed in a very efficient way. This one's actually from Vanuatu.
Wow. So should we get sipping?
Yeah.
What do we reckon?
Yeah, I'll pass you this one here.
Oh, beautiful.
Now,
what is the proper way to consume?
That's a good question. There are many different proper ways if you're talking about a traditional context, but the ceremonial context always it's for a specific purpose. Like in Tonga, they have different ceremonies for crowning a new king or weddings, funerals, all that.
Yeah.
There's also kava that's consumed in a non-traditional fashion, which I guess that's what we're doing now. It's a lighthearted, you know, have some kava and talk. There's no ceremony involved as such. But the one thing, and I was taught this by people when I was first learning about kava 15, 20 years ago, as long as the underpinning factor in a space where kava is being consumed is respect, then mm-hmm. you can't go wrong. That's why if people come into Four Shells and they've been drinking alcohol, they gotta go. Like we can't have like drunk people.
Right.
And even in a traditional context, like you wouldn't say curse words around the kava, things like that. So.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah. I like that, a drink that commands respect and yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Kind of genuineness. All right. Should I go for it?
So if you had kava in Fiji before, the way they do it, they say bula first and then they'll drink it. So right. we can do that.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Bula.
Bula.
Rightio. Here we go. It's actually not that bad.
Yeah. It's not.
Do you reckon it's best to go down all in one?
Yeah, you have to.
Okay. I took a sip. Sorry, everyone.
The reason why we down it... is the kava lactones that I was talking about. They're mm-hmm. starchy, small starchy particles, and they sink to the bottom. So if you're sipping your kava, the last sip will be very thick.
Yeah, no, that was quite... that was okay, though.
Yeah.
I feel like it actually has quite like a... It has quite like a naturopathic like taste to it.
Yeah, there's some natural medicines that are like that. Now, there's an interesting thing with kava. It's called reverse tolerance, so... A lot of times when people have kava the first time, they just taste it's quite bitter, and they might not feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is part of what feeds the misconception, it doesn't do anything,
because
people say, I had it once. And the other thing with the taste, if I meet somebody who says they've had kava before, but they just can't stand the taste, mm-hmm. I go, that tells me you've never felt the kava properly. Because I've never met anyone that feels the full effects, the full benefits of the, you know, the relaxation and things with kava and still complains about the taste. So it's a barrier that you have to punch through. But once you do, and once you understand kava, it's almost like you form a relationship with kava. Mm. The more often you drink it, the less you need to drink to feel it.
Wow. So it's a reverse tolerance.
Reverse tolerance, yeah.
Interesting. I am actually feeling quite relaxed after that. You feel it in your mouth and tongue, don't you, quite a bit?
Yeah, you can feel the... The numbness on the tongue comes from one of the compounds in there called cavine. Mm-hmm. So that's like, if you think of Novocaine, it ends in A-I-N. That mm-hmm. gives some anesthetic properties. Mm-hmm. The kava plant itself is in the pepper plant family. Mm-hmm. So Piper mythisticum.
Yeah, it definitely has its like spiciness to it. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much for bringing this special treat upwards.
Yeah.
And if you are keen on it, I reckon head on down to the Four Shells Carver Lounge.
Yeah.
Also, I do have a quick request.
Yes.
And not to put you on the spot at all, and I feel like I might be putting you on the spot a little bit, but happy Tongan Language Week.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a Tongan language song that we can put on to end Cocktail Corner with?
Oh.
Yes.
And I am putting you on the spot. I'm so sorry. And I'm going to quickly look it up.
So there's a Tongan hymn.
Yeah.
A lot of Tongan songs that you hear in the islands are hymns because everybody goes to church, but me, Tongans listening, I'm Siasi Hangatonu, but that means I just pray direct, I don't go to the building, but there's a hymn though, it's called Himi Taha Taha Fa, so 114, H-I-M-I 114, and Tongans always sing it at functions, and it's, there's a whole bunch of different ones, but this is the only one that I really know,
okay.
And no, I'm not going to sing it live on air.
I think we found one.
Let's play it.
I'd say so too. Thank you so much, Todd, for coming up and sharing your beautiful cover with us. And yes, get involved, listeners. It's Cocktail Corner. Well, not really cocktails, is it?
Cover.
Cover Corner.
Mellow
Thank
Downs.
Thank you. Your shout, yeah? Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
FM Drive. Thanks to the Beer Spot, your tappy place.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.